want you to imagine something or someone that makes you feel uncomfortable, okay? Now, if you have had some sexual abuse stuff happen to you in the past, you can think about that thing that happened. If somebody made you feel uncomfortable about your body, you can think about that. If you have to be around somebody and they just make you feel uncomfortable, but yet you have to be around them, think about that situation. And the trick here is that you want to make your anxiety and your bad feelings as strong as possible. Okay, and usually when you feel bad about something, there's a trigger, like there's a reason that you feel bad. So maybe it has to do with this person or maybe it's somebody from your past. But just feel this bad feeling. And if it's something that happened in your past, then just remember that situation. You don't have to follow this feeling back in time. But if it's somebody in your present that's making you feel bad, there's a boundary violation, you're not really sure why, I want you to feel the bad feeling with them and follow that bad feeling back in time and tell me how old you are. And just go with the very first thing that comes up. And then I want everybody now to see yourself at that age. So the age where you either had the boundary violation or that thing that happened or the thing that you just came up with. Take a few steps over towards her. Get closer and closer and closer, and then step inside her body, open your eyes, take a look around, and tell me what's going on, even if you think you're making it up. So tapping through the points here, just feel all the ickiness, feel all the yuckiness, all the emotions. If you feel anger come up, I'm feeling that really strong, and if you can express it, go ahead and do that now. If not, if you're not in a place where you can do that, I want you to just imagine doing it in your mind's eye. So what that would look like is like anything you want, screaming at them, taking a bat and hitting the shit out of them, kicking them, punching them, and whatever you want to do, just allow your mind to go wild and get all this anger and all these emotions out towards this person. So just feel whatever's there. And if there's sadness, if there's grief, if there's hopelessness, if there's, you know, whatever is there, just keep focusing on it as you tap through the points. All right, and keep tapping through the points. Feel we're about two-thirds of the way there. So keep tapping through the points. Keep feeling all these emotions. Keep getting your anger out. That's what it is. Just stay with it. Good. We're almost there. Keep focusing on it. Keep feeling it, knowing that this is the very last time you ever have to feel this way. Okay, now take a nice deep breath here. A big yawn if you have one of those, like me. And now what we're going to do is, now that we've removed our emotions about this thing that happened, or at least we've tapped through some of them, what I want you to do is I want you to bring whoever was in this situation, whoever affected you in this way that caused this trauma and this wounding, I want you to bring them in, and we're going to freeze them, and you're going to tell them how their behavior made you feel. And remember, this is not for blaming or, you know, criticizing them. It's a more vulnerable place where you just talk and say, you know, when you did this, it made me feel like I was worthless. It made me feel like I was nothing. It made me feel like you didn't love me. So tap through the points, and I want you to have this conversation with that person. Right. Keep tapping through the points. Now what we're going to do is we're going to send them off into a galaxy far, far away to the Brittany Watkins School of Healing. And what they're going to do is they're going to work on and tap through all of their issues that caused this whole experience. Okay, so that caused them to act in this way, to treat you this way, to have this situation happen. Okay, so I want you to see them walking in, going to a galaxy far, far away, and walking into the beautiful, bright, white, brilliant light of the Brittany Watkins School of Healing, and just see them surrounded by angels and tappers and healers and coaches, helping them remove their childhood wounds and their childhood trauma. So as you keep tapping through the points, I want you to see them tap, tap, tapping through all of their trauma and talking about all of their childhood and their history and the things that happened to them and the things that have wounded them, and, you know, see them really, really getting deep with this. You know, we're getting to the core of all the things that are affecting them and causing them to be the person that they are now. And as you keep seeing them tap through the points, tap, tap, tap through the points, you start to notice that they release, so that maybe you can see it from in their chest, or you can see their posture changes a little bit. You can see as they take a nice deep breath and they do a lot of yawning and clearing, you can realize that they're starting to release these traumas and these wounds that have affected them so much. And as they keep tapping and clearing and releasing, you see them just start to get brighter and brighter and to have more and more light bulbs that go off in their mind. And you can see them have this realization about all the things that they've been doing, and especially this one thing that happened, this thing that they did with you that involved you. And you can see them realize how wrong it was and how they can see their part in it and how what they brought to this and how they caused you pain. And as you see them keep tap, tap, tapping through the points, you can see them just like filled with remorse, so sorry, but also so filled with light, just like finally realizing, finally being free from their chains, from the sabotage, from the ugliness, from the pain that made them this nasty person. And to see them come back to you, and they're just back in this new, with this new energy, with this new look on their face, filled with so much remorse and humility and just love for you. And they come back to you, and as you keep tapping through the points, I want you to allow, they have something to say to you. They want to apologize for their behavior and their actions. So I want you to allow their apology to flow through you. So say out loud everything that they are saying to you now as you keep tapping through the points. All right, good. Just take their apology in. Take a nice deep breath. Keep tapping through the points and then respond to them. And they can just be anything from thank you for saying that to an actual response, like, you know, whatever you want to say to them. Just go ahead and tap through the points while you respond back to them. Good, and now take a nice deep breath and you can send that person off into back to wherever they came from. And I want you to imagine your two huge golden angels coming down from the sky and just wrapping you and your younger self in their wings. And just feel how safe and protected and grounded you are in their embrace. Feel how nothing bad can ever happen to you when you're right here, when they're right here around you. Just feel how much love and compassion and, I don't know, I just feel like this protection over you. And let's turn on the golden liquid light. So just feel now as this golden liquid light comes from the shower head right above you, the golden shower head, and just allow this golden light to run through you, run through your body, through your energy body, through her energy body. And it's just gathering up all the stuck emotions, thoughts, energies, feelings, anything that we couldn't get to with this tapping session. Just allow that golden light to gather up all of those things. And the earth just sucks it into the ground like a huge, huge vacuum cleaner. So just feel as this golden liquid light is running through every single cell of your body, every single area of your body, going through every single chakra, clearing it out like a power spray, like just spraying all of this yucky stuff, whatever is not serving you anymore, any emotions, any negative thoughts, any negative emotions, any negative belief systems, any negative sicknesses or illnesses or anything that's causing any type of problem in your body, just feel as this golden liquid light is power washing that out of your body. And feel as the ground just loves all of that and it just slurps it up into the ground because it knows that it can make it into nice, juicy fertilizer for all the beautiful trees and plants that we have in the world. So just feel as you continue to clear, this golden liquid light is just power washing every single area of your body, all your chakras, all the emotions, all the thoughts, all the beliefs, anything that's left, especially second chakra here. Really, really get a good, good power washing there on your lower abdomen, second chakra area, your womb space. I even can imagine like an actual power washing, like head going in there, that second chakra, and just clearing out all of that. Just allow the earth to slurp that yummy stuff up. All right, now let's turn the golden liquid light on even stronger. And now just feel as your body, I want to say slurps it up, your body really takes this in. So now this golden liquid light is going to be filling up every single area of your body. So instead of washing away anything that's not serving you, your body is drinking this in. Okay, so feel your body drinking in this golden liquid light. Just feel how every single cell of your body, every single area of your body, all of your limbs, your arms, your neck, your head, your chest, your shoulders, your stomach, these all are just being filled with this golden liquid light. Feel how your body just drinks this up and how it just gets dispersed into all the right places, into every single cell. Your hips, your lower abdomen, especially that lower abdomen area, your legs, all just filling up, drinking in this golden liquid light. Your lower legs, your feet. Just stand here for a minute and just feel as your body continues to get fuller and fuller and fuller and fuller up to the very, very, very tippy top of the brim, this golden liquid light. And it just keeps coming and flowing, and there's so, so much golden liquid light that it just can't stay in your body anymore. So it shoots out of your fingertips. It shoots out of your toe tips. It spills out over your out of your heart, and it shoots up at the top of your head. So just feel how good it feels to just be fountaining this golden liquid light, the highest vibration that exists in the universe, the most healing energy that exists. Anything can be done, can be attracted, can be healed when you're sourcing this golden liquid light the way you are now. Just feel yourself just bathing in this golden liquid light. Feel how amazing it feels. And you can hang out here as long as you want, but thank the angels for being here with you. You can ask them to stick around and keep protecting you if that's how you feel. Or if you feel good and you want to send them on their way, go ahead and tell them that. But these are here, they are here at your command. So you get to tell them what you want. Whenever you don't feel safe, whenever you don't feel protected, whenever you don't feel supported, you can ask them to come down to be here with you, to wrap you in their wings, to hold you, to heal you, to cuddle you, whatever it is that you need. You can just hang out in this amazing, amazing energy that they have to give you. This is all yours, all yours. This is all for you. Just feel your body drink in the rest of that energy. And then look down at the little you and just notice that she's been fountaining this golden light right along with you. And shrink her down into little teeny tiny bite size. Pick her up, put her in your heart, and just feel as she grows up inside of you. She gets older and older and older and bigger until she becomes you as the adult that you are now, with this new understanding and this new way of seeing that same situation. Your head might feel a little bit tingly here. Go ahead and take a nice deep breath and intend to continue to fountain this golden light for the rest of the day, for the rest of the week, for the rest of the year, whatever you want. And take a nice deep breath and come back to today, to physical earth, to reality. Look around, pat your body, remind yourself this is where you live.